spaniel that she loved as if it were a child.
He gave it away?
Only a few days ago, Sir Robert gave it to old Josiah Barnes that keeps the Green Dragon.
Where is this inn?
It's 3 miles off at Grendel.
That certainly does seem very strange. How's Lady Beatrice taken it? Did she seem distressed?
She's scarcely seen about the house at all now. And Sir Robert never goes near her. With her weak heart and her dropsy, she could never go far without him, and he used to spend 2 hours every evening in her room. And well he might, for she's been a rare good friend to him.
Mm. And that's all over now.
Yes, Doctor. She's taken it badly. She's brooding and sulking. She's drinking like a fish.
Did she drink before the estrangement?
Well, she was used to take her glass, but now it's often a whole bottle of an evening.
Scarcely advisable in her condition.
Yeah, you're certain of this?
Stevens, the butler, told me. It's all changed, gentlemen, and there's something damn rotten about it.
Mm. Tell me, Mr. Mason, who keeps her ladyship company?
Well, there's her maid, Carrie Evans. She's been with her 5 years or more.
And is no doubt devoted to her mistress.
Well, she's devoted enough, but I won't say to whom.
What on earth do you mean by that?
I can't tell tales out of school, Doctor.
Yes, we quite understand, Mr. Mason. Of course, the situation's clear enough. From Dr. Watson's description of Sir Robert, I can realize that no woman is safe from him. Now, do you think the quarrel between brother and sister may lie there?
Well, it might do, so far as it goes.
So far as it goes?
It doesn't account for Sir Robert going off to the old crypt in the middle of the night. Nor does it help to explain who the man is that he meets there.
Ah. Tell us all about the old crypt.
Well, he'll not get anyone to go there after twilight. It's a godforsaken place and known to be haunted.
The crypt is part of Shoscombe Place, I take it.
No, sir. It's about half a mile from the house. It was the old family burial chapel. All the folders have been laid to rest there for centuries. It's a ruin now and stands all alone in a park. And under the chapel, there's a crypt. Some say it goes back to Saxon times. It's a dark, damp, creepy place, even by daylight.
And no one dares venture there after dark?
There's a story that one of the ancestors of Lady Beatrice's late husband, they call him the Black Folder, walks every night in the dark of the moon.
But this Black Folder holds no terrors for Sir Robert, I take it.
No, Mr. Holmes. It would take more than that to frighten him.
And what of this man he meets there by night?
Well, Stevens, the butler, who first suspected something was up just a few nights ago. He came over to the stables the following morning to tell me about it.
It must have been nearly midnight. It was raining hard, as can scarcely have escaped your notice, Mr. Mason. I saw him go out by the side door beneath the North Tower.
Well, that's his own affair, surely. Perhaps he just slipped out to meet some fancy woman.
In the old crypt. Mind you, some people do have very peculiar tastes.
How can you be sure he was going to the old crypt?
Sir Robert keeps a pair of field glasses by the library window. Well, I could follow the course of his lantern along the side of the walled garden and into the park. He must have given some kind of signal, for there was an answering lantern flash from by the ruined chapel.
What the devil can he be doing there?
I can't imagine, Mr. Mason, but I mean to find out. And I want you to help me.
How do you mean?
Come up to the house this evening. We'll have a bite to eat, and I'll keep a wary eye on Sir Robert. If he sets off one of his midnight rambles again, I want you to help me find out what he's up to.
I had no wish to go, Mr. Holmes, but I didn't see how I could well refuse. We hid in the bushes, quaking like two bunny rabbits, and watched Sir Robert meet the man by the ruined chapel. And
did he catch sight of the fellow's face?
Oh, we could see him quite clearly in the moonlight. It was no one I knew. Haggard, yellow face, mean dog, I should say.
And what could they have been doing in the crypt?
As to that, Doctor, Stevens and I took a look round there yesterday morning. Sir Robert had gone up to London for the day.
Hardly a pleasant place, is it, Mr. Mason? I never did care for this kind of thing.
Can't say I want to linger. Oh, nothing seems to have been disturbed.
What about that piece of board in the corner?
Oh, nothing much, I fancy.
Oh. Oh, dear, how very nasty.
It's part of a human skull. A few bits of bone.
You informed the police, I suppose.
Well, sir, I thought it would hardly interest them. The bones may well have been 500 years old. They could have just fallen out of one of the ancient coffins. But I'm sure Mr. Palfreman would never just stow them away in a corner like that.
And who is Mr. Palfreman?
He's one of the vergers at the church, sir. The chapel is his particular responsibility.
Ah, I see. Now, you say Sir Robert was away yesterday.
Well,
has he returned?
We expect him back today.
And when was it he gave away his sister's dog?
Well, it's just a week ago today. The creature was howling outside the old well house, and Sir Robert was in one of his tantrums that morning. He caught it up, and I thought he would have killed it. but he gave it to Sandy Bain, the jockey, and told him to take the dog.